Okay, guys, all in favor to help Candace get revenge on her hubby, say aye.
Aye.
Candace, good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
We are great.
As soon as we get this revenge on your husband, you'll be great, right?
Oh, for sure.
So what'd he do?
He completely ruined my housewarming party that I was having with my friends and my coworkers.
Okay, so wouldn't it be both of your guys' housewarming party?
Yeah, well, see, I was very excited about it, but he was not. You know, my husband, he's kind of more of an introvert. He's not that social, especially when he doesn't know people really well, like my coworkers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, well, you just stay upstairs, and I'll just tell everybody that you have a lot of work to do and that you have to get it done, and you're not going to be there.
Go to your room kind of situation, gotcha?
Kind of, yeah, and he was all too happy about that.
Yeah. Okay.
So the party is going on, and my husband set up a Bluetooth speaker for us so we could listen to some music, which I thought was very sweet of him. So he set it up, and then he went upstairs to, you know, do his work, whatever he's doing up there. And within 5 minutes, the Bluetooth speaker comes on, and we hear an adult film start to play.
What?
Yeah. Like all the sound effects of, you know, use your imagination.
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
Wow. Hold on. I'm still trying to imagine.
No. So did you turn off the Bluetooth speaker? Like what?
I didn't know how to turn it off, and I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, God.
He knows how to turn it on, though. Hello.
Oh, God.
And my boss was there, and I'm like, so I like threw it in the bathroom and shut the door. I didn't know what else to do.
And the bathroom's echoey, my friend. You probably should have used a pillow or something.
I was freaking out. I was panicking. And so I rush upstairs, and I tell my husband what happened, and he is dying of laughter. So obviously,
like, oh, my God.
So he did this on purpose.
Yeah, he did it on purpose.
Oh, my gosh.
That is the worst joke.
That's creepy.
Funny.
No, it's not.
Well, depending what he's into, because then it becomes weird.
It's just weird no matter what, Joey.
Did he come down at least to, like, apologize?
Did he come down?
Oh, my God.
Stop it, Anish.
You stop it. But, girl, Candace,
no.
For real, he didn't?
No, he didn't do any of that. And I'm seriously, like, for real, I'm so mad at him right now.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine what I would do. That's such a weird situation to be in. And you said your boss was there?
Oh, yeah, my boss was there.
Oh, my God.
Bet you he got a raise. Hello.
Okay.
Or she. And what's your husband's name? Harry?
Harry.
Oh, God, it gets better.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
All in favor to get Harry back, say aye.
Aye.
How many seconds are we giving Harry?
We're going to give Harry... Wait, why would we give Harry the seconds?
Oh, how many Harry seconds are we going to give Candace?
We're going to give Candace 120 seconds.
120 seconds. Candace, to coax and convince your hairy man to baby talking to you live on the radio, okay?
I'm ready for this. I'm ready.
We're ready too. I can't wait. Now, do you guys baby talk in your relationship at all?
You know, we kind of do sometimes, yes.
Okay, you just got to bring that out of them?
Yeah, like, uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
I feel like it's behind closed doors. We'll leave it at that, okay? Unless your Bluetooth is on, then, you know,
oh,
just for
gosh.
Everybody to hear.
Joey,
okay. Listen, we got a cupcake call with Harry. Coming up next, your morning mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar plum, humpy, humpy, humpy. You're my sweetie pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call, do you?
So we're back with this cupcake call. We spoke to Candace moments ago, letting us know that she had a housewarming party for her and her husband's new spot. He's an introvert, so he kind of just went upstairs. He didn't really want to be partaking in this housewarming party. Well, he thought it would be funny, you know, with the Bluetooth on, her trying to play music. Well, Bluetooth was hooked up to his phone. And as a little prank, he played an adult film.
God.
Oh, my gosh.
So the soundtrack of this adult film was playing for all the guests to hear. Now, Candace, you were trying everything, like running into the bathroom with the Bluetooth so that it echoes throughout the house.
Like, come on.
I shut the door. I shut the door.
I mean,
leave her alone. She panicked.
I know.
No, we're joking. Yeah, you did panic. But you guess, like, your boss was at the party?
Yes.
Just a creepy and awkward thing for him to do.
Yeah. He thinks it's hilarious. You not so much, and you want revenge this morning.
Yes, I do.
How many seconds are we giving her, Carla?
120.
120 seconds to coax and convince your husband to baby talking to you live on the radio, and he has no idea he's going to be live on the radio. You ready, Candace?
I'm ready.
All right, let's make it a movie. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, babe. What are you doing?
Just sitting here working on the computer. What's going on?
You know, you got me in so much trouble, by the way.
You mean at work?
Yes, at work. You know, my boss has not been making eye contact with me all week. I'm starting to freak out. I don't even want to go today. And it's all your fault. And I can't believe you did it. It was a big deal. If you would have seen the looks on everybody's faces, you would know. I was the one that had to deal with it. I was the one that was humiliated.
I mean, that sounds pretty funny. I would have liked to see their faces if I could have. But it was a joke. It happened in the moment.
Well, I'm freaked out. And I almost want to call in sick today.
It's not a big deal.
Can you do me a favor, please?
Yeah.
I feel like I could really relax more if you could, you know, kind of talk to me like you do sometimes before we go to sleep.
Like saying goodnight?
Ha ha ha. No. Like, you know, when you talk to me really sweet, when you say nice things to me, you know, like that.
You're joking.
No, please. I'm telling you, I'm not going to go today. I can't go back.
No, you need to go.
Please?
You don't really need me to talk to you that way, do you?
Yes, I do. Please?
Okay. Fine. It's all going to be okay, you know? Candy! You're the best candy ever. Best candy I ever had. You're so delicious. I can't wait till my candy come home so I can have my favorite treat. Because you know I love my dessert.
What?
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 It's a hairy situation.
What? Oh,
hello?
Wow.
Hairy.
Who is this?
It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. You're actually live on the radio right now, Harry.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You've been cupcake called.
Not okay.
Candace, you want to explain why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
Baby, I had to get you back because you completely humiliated me in front of everybody. Everybody important in my life. And I want to hear you apologize in your nice, sweet voice.
That's not okay. I didn't blast you on the radio.
What you did was much worse.
Yeah.
With my coworkers and my boss. So I'm going to hear it or else you're not getting any candy tonight.
Dulce. Hello.
You know you like your candy. Come on, I want to hear it.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry.
Are you sorry?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm not saying it like that.
Come on.
You're going to regret it. You're going to regret it if you don't. You might have that sweet tooth later on if you know what I'm talking about.
Fine. I'm sorry.
Cupcake calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.